Talk.
Free Talk Live, we're kicking off Hour 2, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there because they're completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. Another hour begins. We start the hour with calls because the show is about your calls. Let's talk to John in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. Good. What's on your mind?
Oh man, this is big time. Today, a video, at least it escalated for me. I found a video today about World Trade Center Building 7 going down during a BBC report. The problem is the lady that reports it says it's going down, there's smoke, you can see smoke and all this, but the building is still standing. In fact, it goes down 23 minutes after she mentions it. So as she's talking, later on, you see the building go down. So the building is actually standing there while she says it has collapsed. So there must have been some sort of prior knowledge.
What are you talking about? Oh, wait, you're suggesting a news anchor would have known in advance that
maybe portions of it collapsed. I mean, that was what they had said on afterwards, that portions of it collapsed, and
or maybe she meant to say it looks like it might collapse because of all the smoke and the chunks of the building that have been torn out from it. I mean, it's a news. Essentially, what you're dealing with is a very hot news day where there's a lot of information coming at you. As a news anchor, as somebody who's putting together the news, there's a lot of information from a lot of different sources being thrown at you, and it's your job to sort through it as best you can, sometimes while you're live on the air. Sometimes, I mean, you're live, and you've got people handing you sheets of paper with updates, and they're putting new things on your teleprompter. It's a very harried experience, and it's certainly very possible that she simply slipped and accidentally said she said it was going, it had fallen, when she meant that it looks like it may fall, or that it's taken some damage and people think it might be falling. Anything really could happen. I mean, to suggest that a news anchor for the BBC would have prior knowledge that Building 7 was going to fall is absolutely right. Absurd, sir.
It's a big conspiracy that you're talking about there. I mean, that would be everybody in the government, everybody in the media would have known ahead of time.
Yeah, that's
believe one of those people wouldn't have leaked at this point.
Not everybody. I don't think everybody needs to know. Only people in the right position.
Why would a copywriter at the BBC need to know that information?
I don't know why.
Well, come on now. Wait a minute. You're the conspiracy theorist. Let's put you in charge of the conspiracy. You have to have an answer that it's at least somewhat plausible if you're going to make outrageous accusations.
Well, I'm not making an accusation. I'm looking at the video right now. The man that introduces her says, I don't know her name right now, mm-hmm. but he says, let's call her Nancy. He said Nancy is right now in front of Building 7, which has collapsed. They call it the Solomon Building, and he says it, that Building 7 has collapsed. And she's over
right.
there saying, right after he introduces her, she's like, yes, Building 7 has collapsed. You can see mm-hmm. the smoke and da-da-da, it has completely collapsed. But the building is still there. The building is still there. And in fact, 23 minutes later, then it goes down.
How do you know that they didn't just show a clip from earlier, 23 minutes later, of the building falling down?
Well, she points to it. She points to the building saying that this is where it is, that you could see the smoke, but it's not the building that she points at. The building that Building 7 is actually to the right of her, and you could still see it standing. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I'm not. You sound
like
one.
I don't have a side. I can actually argue both sides. I can actually argue with you about the Pentagon. That loose chain says that it was hit by a plane, by a missile. But, you know, how can a missile take down 5 light poles?
I can argue
both sides with you. So basically,
okay, that's good. I'm glad that you're not. I'm glad you're not an adherent to anything. Because
what about the possibility that she had the wrong name of a building and she was talking about one of the other two buildings?
She may very well have.
And
anything
they had collapsed. You know, there's some mistakes could be made here.
Inevitably will be made during a live event like that.
It seems really unlikely to me that even if Building 7 was, you know, demolished by some, you know, secret cabal of, you know, evil international bankers, that they would have told the BBC about it
in
anyway. You know, that they would have gotten a news story. It seems like more likely that it's a mistake of some sort.
Thank you for the call, though, John. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free packet 8.net line. I mean, if you're engaging in one of the biggest conspiracies that mankind has ever known, then why on earth would you want to bring more people under the umbrella if you don't have to? That's absurd.
It doesn't make much sense.
800-259-9231. Last hour we talked about a story about a lady who is facing 40 years in prison for allowing pop-ups to appear on her computer because she was in a substitute teacher. Some pop-ups started appearing on the screen. Now she's facing jail time. I mean, it was a total accident on her part. She didn't know anything about computers. There's some other explanation, but apparently the jury didn't care. Well, I wanted to talk about a story about a real sicko, somebody who was caught red-handed, and they don't have anything to do with teaching kids. This one's from The Inquirer. A hacker's investigation of Superior Court Judge Ronald C. Klein's computer has finally resulted in him being sentenced to 27 months in federal prison for possession of child pornography. Now, in case you misunderstood that, the hacker has not been sentenced. The judge has. Klein offered a lifetime of apologies and then fainted as he was sent down.
Oh my.
During the 6 years of court battles, Klein lost his job as a judge and was ordered to wear a tracking anklet placed on home confinement while his case was being decided in court. Klein will be registered as a sex offender for the rest of his life and will not be allowed to possess any computer equipment and that he not access the internet during his 3 years of probation. The case was all started when the Canadian hacker Brad Willman broke into the judge's Irvine home computer and discovered sexually explicit images of young boys and a diary that revealed Klein's fantasies involving young boys. A subsequent police search of the judge's court computer revealed more images and dodgy websites.
Dodgy.
So he was looking at child porn while he was on the bench. Can you imagine?
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah. You're sitting there in a courtroom being tried by this guy, and he's getting his jollies and nobody knows about it. So there's a real story of somebody who really was looking at pornography on his computer, and it was easily provable that he was.
Well, people committing crimes like to just sort of rub it in people's faces. They want to get away with it. They want to show their superiority, I guess, is what they want to do.
What do you mean?
Well, he was looking at the images while they're,
catch me, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm a judge. And not that I necessarily think he should be spending time in prison for this. It's just that I find it wonderfully ironic that it happens to be a judge. You know, one of these people that is held up on put up on a pedestal, literally. Judges sit up higher than anyone else in the courtroom.
Yes, yes, they do.
Someone who puts himself up on a pedestal, someone who others look up to, someone who others think are really important because they wear black robes. And you know what? It turns out they're just people, too, with the same weaknesses that a lot of other regular people have. And I really enjoy it when things like this happen because it serves as a reminder to everybody that the people who are in positions of power in government, whether they be judges, whether they be bureaucrats, whether they be police, whether they be elected officials, these are just people. They are not your leaders. They are not people to be respected. They're not people to be worshipped. They've got problems, too. This guy had a problem with child porn. Some of them have problems at home with beating their kids. Some of them have problems with beating their wives and their husbands. Some of them have other problems.
Some of them are
problems.
Doing drugs and sentencing people for doing those same drugs.
We've had stories like that in the past. Some of them are corrupt. Some of them are just despicable. Some of them are violent. These are not people to be respected. They're just people. And people should be earning respect. If you're going to give someone respect, they should earn that respect. And to me, a bureaucrat doesn't deserve respect because he or she's making a living off of stolen money, tax dollars. That's pathetic. 800-259-9231, just another friendly reminder there for you from your friends here at Free Talk Live. The packet 8.net toll-free line open for you, 800-259-9231. Coming up, the United States is one of a few countries to refuse to disarm? We'll explain on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When it's raining, do you hold your breath as your car struggles to start or runs rough when it does? There's a simple way to locate ignition parts that act up with the weather, and when I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
In damp weather, if your car runs rough until it warms up, the problem might be moisture shorting out worn ignition wires. To troubleshoot, shops use a $25,000 scope, but you can use a $2 bottle of Windex. That's right, Windex. Here's how. With engine idling and AC on, spray each spark plug wire with Windex. When the Windex hits the bad wire, the engine will misfire. Next, spray the distributor cap, coil wire, and coil. With each part, listen and look for the engine to stumble or shake. When it does, you've found the culprit. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the bulletin board system. We are fast approaching 200,000 posts there. Over 1,400 people are interacting, and it's a lot of fun and totally free. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about and get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, ladies first, because Cassandra in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Cassandra.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
I, first of all, had a question about a caller really quick.
Okay.
Who had called in about that 9/11 thing with the BBC.
Yeah.
Was he watching that video over the internet?
I would assume.
It sounded like he was, yes.
Okay, well, I've had a couple instances myself, even on the official BBC website, where people hacked in and edited stories and, you know, photoshopped a few things. And it sounds to me like it'd be really easy to edit in a standing building when there was actually one that was smoking. You know what I mean? Just, you know, play the video a little bit later while she's talking.
Yeah, that's possible. It certainly is. I mean, video can be edited. No doubt about it.
It seems like if somebody wanted to play a joke, some of the people that they might want to play a joke on are people that believe that in the 9/11 conspiracy. You know, I mean, if they think people like to make fun of rubes, as it were, if they consider the people that believe in the 9/11 conspiracy to be dopes, then they would very much want to, you know, screw with them.
I remember in high school coming across an article in the BBC that was later retracted as a hack, and it was actually about zombie dogs over in Uganda or something.
Wow, interesting. I didn't realize that people were actually hacking their website. I don't know if he's... It didn't sound to me like he was pulling the video off of the BBC, but the video allegedly came from the BBC, which means if it was posted on another website, it could have come from anywhere. So, Cassandra, what else did you have on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to tell you guys about a story I had read. It took place in Cocoa Beach, Florida, which is right east of Orlando-ish.
That's where the Space Center is.
Yeah. And basically, a whole bunch of cops got their house graffitied with threats.
Really?
Stuff that says, like, kill all cops, 2007, and, you know, we're going to get you, we hate you. Then there are, like, specific names and patrol car numbers.
Wow.
And apparently there was a reoccurring message that just says, all cops will cry, 2007.
Hmm.
I'm looking at a picture of it. It has a little frowny face. It's actually kind of sad for graffiti. But, you know, they affected multiple homes. And just, you know, they're a little upset about it because they feel like it is some sort of pronunciation of war. So, anyway.
Well, like a war on the cops.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like a war that most, you know, a group of kids is going to win.
Well, the thing is that Cocoa Beach's economy, from what I've seen, is, you know, pretty small. It hasn't developed that well yet, kind of town where there's a movie theater and a beach.
Mm-hmm.
So, consequently, there's a lot of kids there who end up doing drugs and getting into that scene. I'm sure you guys saw that demonstrated a little bit in Sarasota.
Okay.
So, anyway, it seems to me like it's kind of a drug-based economy. There's a lot of crack, I hear. And I would think that this is probably a response to the drug war.
You know, it may very well be, and this is something that the cops are going to maybe increasingly see themselves dealing with, is people who are very, very angry and upset that they're out there enforcing this war on drugs, that they're out there arresting people for doing nothing more than selling a product to people who are demanding that product. And I could understand that people, regular folks, are getting upset. Those who are doing the dealing are getting very upset about the cops coming in and busting up their operations. And so, you know, not that I condone violence, I don't, but I can understand why this is happening. If we would just end the war on drugs, then I doubt there's going to be a serial murderer who's going to goad the cops like that. I mean, really, this seems like a gang thing. This is definitely a gang thing, and gangs are funded by prohibitions. Gangs can't exist unless the law is out there prohibiting products and services. So if we just simply end the war on drugs, all of this scariness for the police could go away. But instead, all this is going to do is galvanize the police against them. It's going to make the police go out and buy more equipment and buy more guns and buy more armor and make them even more military-like.
That's the thing. If these people really are going to fight them, and if like you said, if for some reason people started standing up against the cops, which I really don't see happening, it's just the consequences of that are more scary, you know. There would just be a lot of bloodshed.
Right. And it's likely that a lot of kids could get caught up for something they didn't do, too.
But yeah, the police are violent animals. If you get violent with them, they're just going to respond with more violence. In fact, now here's a conspiracy theory on this one. Is it possible that the police did this themselves?
I don't know. You know, there's actually quotes here from police that they interviewed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what they all said actually was, we're out there protecting you every day, and this is the repayment we get. And then also they all hinted towards, why didn't anyone call the cops during this? Because we were out there protecting you. And one of them actually says, shame on you twice.
Right. The citizens themselves are to blame for this. It can turn, you know, it's a shame, but it seems like it can turn into an us versus them, cops versus quote-unquote citizenry.
Wait, so the cops are mad
at... in Cocoa Beach right now.
Wait a minute, I don't understand that one quote. Are you saying the cops are mad at their neighbors for not seeing something and calling the cops?
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Mm. Oh, jeez.
I thought that was kind of a...
If you said the graffiti is kind of on the lame side, that's why I thought it was the cops. Because,
Just the graffiti looks like a six-year-old did it. And it looks like someone who never really handled a spray paint before, and obviously there's no style to it.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe one cop or two cops went out and tagged some other cops' houses.
Oh, come on.
That way they could get an increase in their budget for next year. Maybe they need an anti-gang budget or something like that. It's a realistic possibility.
Seems unlikely.
I'm not saying there's any more evidence for it besides the fact that they don't know how to handle a spray can. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you, Cassandra. And send us a picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners if you get a chance. We'd really appreciate that as well. 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. Let's go to Eric in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Eric.
How are you doing?
Great. Hey. What's up?
Well, I was just kind of curious on the Building 7 thing. I've been kind of following this on websites, trying to find some realism in it all. And what keeps bleeding through these stories over and over again is that major scholars are being ignored. And the canned response just keeps getting more canned.
Okay, what do you mean?
Why did Building 7 come down? I was in demolition before. That looked rigged to me.
Okay, so if that's the case, if it was rigged, then how did they get in there and rig it?
Well, who were the occupants, I guess, is the main thing.
I don't know. There are a variety of businesses, I believe, and government agencies in that building.
There you go.
Well, that doesn't say anything, sir.
Well, it does. It says who had access and who has the secretiveness to pull it off.
So it's something. So lacing a building with explosives to take it down is something that can easily be concealed and not revealed at all for several weeks? Is that what you're saying? Or did they do it the night before?
Well, who has access to the building, I guess, is the main question. Who has the most access and the easiest control of the security?
How long does it take to lace a building with explosives for destruction purposes?
I've worked in demolition on small structures, let's say some paper mills and such, and it's a couple-day job to do just a small structure.
All right, 800-259-9231. Hang on. I didn't give you much time. We'll give you a little bit more on the way. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I'll tell you why I don't care what happened to Building 7, but I'll also respond with the... essentially 911 myths version of this that essentially debunks the conspiracy theorists on this one. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 biggest mistakes investors make and how to avoid them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, which I mentioned last segment. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. It's dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. And finally, Mark, you did finally get me the review copy that I requested, and it really is a nice book.
It is a good book.
I would definitely recommend it for people with children. It's very colorful, very pretty. Very easy to read, and really does get across simple concepts about investments and financial statements.
And savings.
It's really an incredible book. I don't want to give too much else away about it because it's. I was impressed.
It gets my recommendation, too.
AKidsJourney.com. All right, so we're back with the conspiracy theorists who, apparently just haven't learned from listening to this show, or maybe they just always, maybe the ones that call are always new listeners, and they haven't heard us address these before, because I don't understand why they continue to call in. Eric in Montana, listening on KGEZ, are you trying to recruit us to your little gang? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I've seen a lot of crud out there on the North and South Tower, a lot of weird conspiracy theories. I've seen a lot of stuff that just doesn't add up. Building 7 looked like it was demolished, and it was washed under the carpet by mainstream media, and I am just asking the question, why?
Right. Now, you're claiming that...
Hold on a second. Do you think that buildings 1 and 2 were demolished?
It's not my position to speculate on buildings 1 or 2. I'm telling you...
Aren't you speculating here?
Well, you would have to be, at the very least, speculating that the whole thing was planned if you're saying that building 7 was demolished, right? I mean,
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the major media and journalism out there aren't doing their job because they're not giving us all the facts on these things. If I was a conspiracy theorist, I'd be getting angry at you accusing me of things, and I'm not. I'm just simply saying it doesn't make sense right now.
If it was demolished, it would have had to have all been planned because they would have had to put the charges there ahead of time. They couldn't have done it, you know, the planes hit and they thought, it would be a great idea to demolish Building 7. Quick, get some charges on there.
Yeah,
that would have never happened, right?
Makes sense the way it appears. It
right.
just doesn't look right.
Gotcha.
Okay, well, just to send you to a couple different places you might want to take a look at, you might want to go to loosechangeguide.com, you might want to go to 911myths.com, where they very effectively rebut the claims that that Building 7 was demolished. But even if it wasn't...
Is that like NIST, N-I-S-T?
No, 911myths.com.
No, but I'm saying NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology... Their response was so canned and vague, guys. That's what really got me curious.
Yeah, these are websites that were just created by individuals who are sick and tired of hearing the claims repeated over and over again that Building 7 was demolished. Essentially, what you're dealing with is you're dealing with people who make documentaries that are interested in selling videotapes. And they will, of course, support their own theories by excluding evidence that that disrupts their theory. So with the Building 7 one, they'll show you a video clip of the building falling where it looks like it hasn't taken much damage. Well, that's because they didn't show you the video footage from the other side of the building where it had taken all the damage. There's just things like that they just conveniently leave out. And it's really just, it's kind of manipulative and it's really sad. So I recommend those websites, but also... I just want to talk about why it is that I don't care. I mean, even if it turns out to be absolutely 100% true that Building 7 or 1 and 2 or the whole thing was somehow planned and executed by the same government that can't deliver the mail on time, which of course seems really absurd to me, but even if it turns out that that's all true, I don't care. It doesn't mean that I'm going to all of a sudden become a convert and start talking about 9/11 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or at least 3 hours a night on my radio show like some shows seem like they have to. Even if it all turns out to be true, I'm not going to change what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is talking out against government in general. It doesn't matter to me who's in charge. It doesn't matter if they're meeting in secret black cloak meetings. What matters is government is way too big, way too intrusive, and way too oppressive, and it needs to be stopped for those reasons, not because they've done bad things. They've done plenty of bad things over decades, and it's not just this one event that I'm going to focus on. Does that make sense?
Well, if you'll include major mainstream media in your quest, then you're doing the right thing.
What do you mean?
The mainstream media follows the administration like clockwork.
They do seem to. They seem
that
to take
really makes me
whatever press releases are given, and they just reprint them.
They're definitely. I agree with you completely on that one. The mainstream media is essentially the lapdog of the government. Journalism has become a lazy. It's not even a chore anymore for people. It's just grab the press releases, change the title on the heading, and put it in your newspaper. And so that's what we're doing is we're taking over mainstream media outlets by getting on as many radio stations as we possibly can and talking out against this terrible government that we have. Thank you for the call, Eric. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mac in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mac. You're on Free Talk Live. Mac in Montana, going once. Mac in Montana, listening on KGEZ, going twice. We have no Mac. 1-800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. So once again, the issue is not who did what on 9/11. The issue is government's too big. And 9/11 gave the government an excuse to get even bigger.
Right, no matter who perpetrated it.
Exactly. And, again, we could go in and out on all of the nuances of this, of 9/11 as to why it doesn't matter and or who could have been behind it, whatever. I don't know who was behind it. And I refuse to, I don't know if it was who they say it was, the government, because I don't believe a word the government tells me. And I certainly don't believe somebody who wants to sell a videotape. I don't believe anybody. And it doesn't matter to me what the answer is.
I'm with you. You know, it's obvious they found some of the, supposedly found some of the hijackers in Germany. Is that right?
That just turned out to be something about them. I guess the rebuttal to that mm-hmm. is that there are a lot of guys with the name Muhammad or whatever,
yeah.
So they just found some guy with the same name over there.
You know,
it's all questionable.
I feel like you do. It just doesn't matter to me.
And I really feel like, I think that some of these conspiracy theorists feel like they can convert Free Talk Live. I think, you know what's going on here, Mark, is we're on a network, the Genesis Communications Network, and I really appreciate GCN and what they do. They've got Free Talk Live on the air. They know we're their breakout show. We're their fastest-growing show. We're the show with the 50,000-watt affiliate on the weekend. I mean, we're their big show, essentially, at this point. But a lot of the other shows on their network are of the kind of crackpot conspiracy genre. And so, therefore, when we're doing our show, there are a number of people that are big fans of those other shows, and they've been sort of inculcated by Alex Jones and Jack Blood and these other guys that are on the network. They've
been sort of working for Alex Jones, by the way. I mean, he's got some affiliates.
He's got some. Anyway, so they've been sort of inculcated by these other shows, and then when they come across Free Talk Live, and these other shows are doing nonstop 9/11 coverage 7 days a week, I know they don't always do it, but most of the, I swear they talk about this stuff most of the time. And so they get I guess they get irritated that Free Talk Live isn't doing the exact same sort of content. Maybe they think that the network needs to have the exact same show, just with different show hosts, 24 hours a day. And so they call in here to try their best to convert Free Talk Live over to their mantra, so that we can be just like those other shows. And I just like to let you all know that would like to do that, to convert us. That's not going to happen.
Doesn't seem likely.
Even if tonight I see some incontrovertible evidence that proves to me that it was actually the government that was behind it, I'm not going to change this show. And I doubt I'm going to see that evidence, because I'm tired of looking at the evidence,
right,
because it's useless to me. It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
It has
I'm
no relevance
forward,
to what
not
we're
looking
doing.
Back.
Yeah, it has no relevance to what we're doing here. And what we're doing is we're doing a pro-freedom radio show that allows anybody to call in about anything. We haven't screened any of these calls out as much as I might like to, because I'm tired of them.
Right.
But we allow anybody to call in about anything. We talk about liberty and freedom. We convert people over to liberty and freedom. We get them to join the movement. Hopefully get them to join the Free State Project, to come here and actually make a stand against the government instead of sitting around watching conspiracy videos. Get a life. 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line for you. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Coming up, the United States refuses to disarm. We'll explain.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You want to help support the show? Maybe you like the fact that we give away all the features on our website for free. Then we ask you to go and buy some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. There are all kinds of neat products there. In fact, we saw a number of our listeners wearing, very proudly, their Free Talk Live garb over the weekend, which is awesome.
A lot of listeners.
I saw a few bowling shirts. I saw a few T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I saw any hats.
I did. I saw the toque.
The beanie. And I guess it's because we were inside at the hotel, and mm-hmm. It's kind of silly to wear hats around when it's a little bit warm.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, we've got Free Talk Live shirts, we've got hats, we've got the DVD Classic Archive Collections bumper stickers, which are free, by the way. Also, the Free Marketeer flag. Go take a look at our selection at store.freetalklive.com. And when you're done shopping there, head over to buy the rest of the stuff that you need in life at amazon.freetalklive.com. Because when you shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase from 35 categories of products, everything from furniture to DVDs, office products to accessories, clothing, baby stuff, and more. It's all there, amazon.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right, so I mentioned that the United States is refusing to disarm, and I didn't mean entirely. I just meant on one particular issue.
Okay.
According to the Associated Press, 46 countries agreed Friday to push for a global treaty banning cluster bombs, a move activists will hope will force the superpowers that oppose the effort, the U.S., China, and Russia. Is Russia still considered a superpower?
Well, you know, probably. They sit in the void.
To abandon the weapons. Organizers said the declaration was needed despite the absence of key nations at a conference in the Norwegian capital to avoid a potential humanitarian disaster posed by unexploded cluster munitions. See, cluster bomblets are packed by the hundreds into artillery shells,
mm-hmm.
bombs or missiles, which then scatter them over vast areas, with some failing to explode immediately. The unexploded bomblets can then lie dormant for years after conflicts end until they're disturbed, often by, as you might guess, children, who are attracted to their small size and bright colors.
Hmm.
Of the 49 countries attending the Oslo conference, only three, Japan, Poland, and Romania, rejected the declaration calling for a treaty by next year. Some key arms makers, including the U.S., Russia, Israel, and China, snubbed the conference. But even deeply skeptical nations like Canada, Britain, and Germany were swayed to join the Norwegian-led initiative in what activists hailed as a major step forward. Jody Williams, an American who shared the 1997 Nobel Peace Prize for a global campaign to ban landmines, urged nations supporting a cluster bomb treaty to move ahead without the major powers. She told the Associated Press they should do it the same way with countries that realize there are 191 countries in the world and not just three. Last summer's Israel-Hezbollah war helped bring cluster munitions to the forefront of the international agenda. The UN estimated that Israel dropped as many as 4 million bomblets in southern Lebanon during the conflict, with as many as 40% failing to explode on impact.
40%?
Yeah, 40% of 4 million bomblets.
Wow. That's a lot of them.
That's well over a million bomblets sitting around waiting for some kid to pick it up.
It's a lot of them, and when you think about, perhaps a goat might find them or something like that. Certainly not all of them are going to be found by children, but some of them will.
Mark Regev, a spokesman for Israel's foreign ministry, said Israel didn't use any munitions that were outlawed by international treaties or law. He said if the cluster bombs declaration evolves into a treaty, Israel would examine it and decide how to respond. Countries opposed to the Oslo conference say cluster bombs are being discussed under the UN Convention on Conventional Weapons. In Washington, State Department spokesbureaucrat said the convention has produced a treaty the U.S. has signed and forwarded to the Senate for ratification. He didn't provide details on what the treaty says about cluster bombs, saying that we've taken very seriously the international discussion with respect to the threat posed by unexploded ordnance to innocent civilians. Not that I support war or anything like that. I don't. I support defense. I would rather them not be dropping any bombs on anybody. But if a bomb's going to be dropped, certainly should be safer as far as down the line for decades rather than what we have today, which apparently is fairly unsafe.
I don't think I would, if I were king of the United States, I don't think that I would sign any treaties that's, outlawed any particular, made it so I couldn't use any particular weapons. I would just bring all of the military members back to the United States and keep them here on our soil instead of the 130 nations that they're in.
Sure.
Out of those 191 that they mentioned.
That I would do as well, but I don't think that we would necessarily want to use cluster bombs on our own country.
I don't think I would either. I just don't think I'd... I don't believe in treaties, and I wouldn't sign this.
Yeah,
I
agree with that.
I wouldn't sign any of them.
That's a good point, but that's not why the U.S. is avoiding it.
No, it's not.
The U.S. has certainly at this point gotten into plenty of treaties, and this is just yet another one.
Right.
The U.S. is, it sounds like they're hemming and hawing a little bit at this. I'm not sure what the excuse for not getting, at least not coming out. Even if they aren't going to sign the treaty, they could still come out and say, you know what, you're right about this, it's a bad idea, what were we thinking? We're killing kids and goats. I mean, what are we thinking? They could have come out and said something, but no, instead they sort of beating around the bush. We don't know why it is that the United States isn't coming out, I guess, more firmly against something like this.
They probably just feel this group is just not worth their time, I would assume.
Maybe they feel like they're trying to be coerced or arm-twisted or something like that. I don't know. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up here, in fact, Mark, I think we've got enough time for a story that you brought in tonight about some faux fur, or not so faux fur. What happened?
From the AP, fur trimmed on your jacket. Do you think that fur trim on your jacket is fake? Well, tell it to Fido. An animal advocacy group says its investigation has turned up coats, some with designer labels, some with higher-end retailers, with fur from man's best friend. Some retailers were set scrambling to pull the coats from the shelves, then take them off websites and even offer refunds to customers. The Humane Society of the United States said it purchased coats made from reputable outlets such as an upscale Nordstrom with designer labels, Andrew Mark, Tommy Hilfiger, for example, and found them trimmed with fur from domestic dogs, even though the fur was advertised as fake.
Wow, is it really cheaper to actually put real dog hair on something than it is to create fake stuff?
I don't know the answer. Maybe they, some other organization, maybe they buy it from some other company, slap their label on it, and they don't know what they've got.
Yeah, but you would think, though, you would think that the faux stuff would be cheaper.
When you think about dead dogs, there's a plethora of them out there, and we don't really, especially in the United States, we don't do anything with them.
Yeah.
You would think that basically their skin is free.
True, but you still have to pay somebody to slice it off of them and somehow separate the fur from the skin. I mean, that's got to be a process.
I don't know much
about slaughtering animals, but it seems
skinning
like
them.
Skinning. I mean, well, okay, whatever. You're skinning animals.
We're already killing dogs.
We?
Well, the people that in the United States, we kill dogs.
This isn't coming from the U.S. Aren't these manufacturers overseas? There aren't very many clothes that are made in the United States.
Making an assumption, I don't know. In China, perhaps they don't. You know, I know they eat dogs in Southeast Asia. Maybe they're using the skin there. I don't know. I mean, I don't know a lot about dogs in Southeast Asia, but I do know, but I can imagine that their fur isn't that, if it's a short-haired dog, it's not that valuable. I'm thinking that the fur we're talking about here is, you know, fur
fairly long.
Like a husky type dog. So, I don't know. I'm just imagining lots of dog skin gets wasted in the world, so it's free as a raw resource. I don't know.
My question is, what's wrong with it? I mean, if you're slaughtering the dogs anyway...
Well, what's wrong with it is telling people that it's faux fur.
That's true. It sounds like they didn't know. And who's going to think to check? I mean, if you're a buyer for a company and somebody comes to you and says, hey, I've got these fur coats or whatever they are. Were they coats? I missed that part.
It's coat.
I've got these fur coats. We want to sell you. We'll sell you X amount of bulk packages, X amount of pallets for X amount of dollars. And, I mean, who's going to think to run a test to find out if they're telling the truth as to whether or not it's faux? I'm surprised that anyone thought to run a test at all.
Well, it says the investigation began after the society got a tip from a customer who bought a coat with trimmed as faux, but it felt real. Limpert and her team began buying coats from popular retailers and then had the coats tested by mass spectrometry, whatever. These measures the mass and sequence of proteins to determine what species of animal the fur came from. 25 of the coats tested, 24 were mislabeled, or of the 25 coats tested, 24 were mislabeled or misadvertised.
Wow, that's pretty shocking.
Yeah.
That's pretty shocking for somebody who is really concerned over this sort of thing. But again, I ask, if you're concerned about this, why? I mean, if the dogs are being killed anyway, shouldn't we be using as much of their carcass as possible so as to not waste it? I mean, isn't it sort of, don't we want to prevent that from going into the landfill? Don't you want to help save the earth?
Then
make real dog fur coats. Besides, the dog fur probably feels better than the faux stuff.
It's just Americans have this thing about dogs.
Yeah, apparently they do. But again, I say if they're being slaughtered and it's happening somewhere else and you don't have to see it, the dogs are going to go starving if they aren't killed. Do you want a starving dog or do you want a nice fur coat? Your choice. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.